Hey, baby. How was your day?
Oh, I can tell. You look really tired. Well, as you can see, I spent quite a bit of time getting ready for tonight. I picked out this tight little mini skirt, especially for you. And I was really looking forward to going out. But maybe we should let you rest first. No, of course, it's not a problem. I want you to feel great all the time. That's why I'm the perfect girlfriend. Let me help you relax, and then, once I have you feeling fantastic again, we can get wild on the town. Go ahead and lay down on the bed for a minute. That's it. Settle in all those comfy pillows and blankets. While you're at it, go ahead and close your eyes. It'll really help you relax. No peeking. I know I look good in this outfit, but just listen to my voice for a while. You don't need to see what's about to happen. Let's start unwinding all that tension, shall we? As you lay there, concentrate on where your body is collecting any unpleasant tightness. Your neck, shoulders, stomach, even your pinky toes. Well, wherever it is, we'll get rid of all of it and leave behind calm, positive feelings instead. Let's start down at the feet. When I tell you, I want you to clench your toes as hard as you can. Feel me kneading them with my strong hands. Tense your feet now. Build up the pressure until I tell you, and release. Feel the tension draining out of your feet. Now tense up your calves for me. Keep tensing as I rub them firmly, and release. Focus on how good they feel now that the tension is gone. Let's finish with your legs. I move my hands up to your thighs. Flex them now for me. Keep them tight, and release. Notice how light and loose your legs feel. All the tension has evaporated. Next, I'd like you to tighten your abs. On 3, 2, 1, hold them just like that and release, letting your cares flow gently away. Now, when I give you the signal, we're going to work on your shoulders. Picture my hands there, ready to rub all the nasty tightness that's built up over that long week. Go ahead, tense them as hard as you can now. Hold it for me, just like that, and release. Again, concentrate on the peaceful, relaxed feeling that has pushed out the tension. Let's move on to your hands. I want you to clench them into fists. Tighter. Keep going. Hold. And release. Feels really good, doesn't it? They feel so light, as if they could rise into the air without any effort. Next, your arms. At my command, you're going to flex the muscles in your arms and hold them. Ready? Go. Keep them tight. Go on. And release. Let the tension flow out now. Finally, your head. I'm going to massage your temples, and I want you to clench your jaw and your neck muscles. Do it now. Keep holding it and release. Relax for a moment and just notice how good your entire body feels. The tension has left every inch of your body, leaving behind a warm, happy feeling. Take a deep breath and just feel the sensation for a moment. Let it sink in as you hold your breath and exhale. Very good. Now that you feel so peaceful and relaxed, I want you to just lay back, eyes shut, while I tell you about my day. Just sink deeper into the softness of your bed while you listen to my soothing voice. Allow it to take you into a calm state of mind. At 10 o'clock, I came through your door, greeting you with a kiss. Feel my breath on your cheek and allow relaxation to steal over your entire body. Your shoulders loosen and your mind begins to drift as I continue to whisper these words in your ear. At 9 o'clock, I stepped into my car, ready to see my darling. I drove with the top down, the wind in my face making me feel so alive with anticipation. Dream of the sleek lines of that red sports car, as sexy as my body, as your mind wanders into a deepening trance. Let my words wash over you like the wind, and let your mind go wherever it will. At 8 o'clock, I wrapped myself in an overcoat against the evening chill. Wrap your mind in that warmth and sink deeper, deeper, and deeper. Let your limbs grow heavier as your mind is set free. At 7 o'clock, I pulled silken black stockings up the curve of my calves, first the left and then slowly the right. The elastic snapped against my thigh, and I stretched my crossed legs out luxurious, entwined in the lacy silk. As you dream of those long legs, let your mind follow them down, deeper and deeper into a trance. At 6 o'clock, I applied a light, intoxicating perfume, carefully selected to inflame your passions the instant the scent wafted towards you. Smell the essence of rose petals, and let the hints of honey and citrus pull your mind further down towards a warm, exotic garden. At 5 o'clock, I curled my honey blonde hair into long, luxurious waves. Ride the waves of my tresses as they cascade down my bare shoulders. Follow them as you slide deeper and deeper into a trance. Always deeper. At 4 o'clock, I pulled on my black dress and stretched it over my body. The dress is so close fitting that I had to shimmy into it as it clinged tightly to every curve of my hip and bust. I pulled the dress down, appreciating in the mirror the way it stops mid-thigh, showing off my gorgeous smooth legs. Let your eyes follow my body head to toe as you drop deeper now. At 3 o'clock, I slid a silky black thong up my long legs and covered my breasts with a matching bra, falling deeper into a trance as you picture the silken material stretching over the curves of my hips and watch it nestle in my perfect ass. At 2 o'clock, I stepped into the shower to get ready for our adventure. That's right, I've been thinking about this all day. Fall even deeper now, picturing the soapy bubbles streaming over my body, over my legs, between my breasts, cascading off my tiny pussy. At 1 o'clock, I called my girlfriend Jen and told her to meet me here tonight. Oh, what's that? I can tell you want to wake up, but you're far too under. The trance is so deep now, you can't possibly move.
Yes, you did hear me correctly. I had this all planned out. Do you hear? Jen is coming in from the front door. I bet you wish you could open your eyes, but they're too heavy now. Just keep them shut, and let me describe everything for you. Don't worry,
Soon enough, you'll be able to feel it too. Hey, Jen. Oh, it's too bad he can't open his eyes. You look gorgeous. Let me describe her for you, my dear. Jen's dress is black, just like mine, and also quite short. But hers has a back, and the neckline plunges deeply between her lovely breasts. I'd say you're a C-cup, right, Jen? Jen's naturally beautiful, of course. Just a hint of red on her lips and a little mascara around her dark eyes. Her jet black hair is brushed to the side, hanging nearly to her slim waist. She's so pretty that you might have to wait a few moments before it's your turn, honey. Jen, come over here. Can you undress me? Don't worry, he's not allowed to watch. As I turn my back to her, Jen slowly undoes the zipper of my miniskirt. She has to tug the dress free. It hugs my body so tightly. Did you hear that little gasp as she pulls it down? She hasn't seen my body like this before. Actually, I think she's a little jealous that my tits are bigger than hers. She's definitely interested in what she sees, though. Her hands tentatively touch my lower back, asking a silent question. It's okay, sweetie. That's why you're here. Her hands begin to move across my body now, with barely restrained eagerness. First downwards, they cup my ass and squeeze gently. I can feel goosebumps running across my exposed skin. Next, her fingers move up my back, stopping briefly to caress my shoulders. They quickly move along to where she really wants to go, my tits. Can you take my bra off, babe? Much better. And can I return the favor? I turn to face her, her arm still wrapped around my waist. I quickly pull the dress over her head, and I'm pleased to discover that she's taken great care into her lingerie selection. A red lacy bra with black embroidery, tiny string bikini panties to match. I kiss her neck as I remove her bra. It falls to the floor, revealing dark areola, emphasized by her alabaster skin. I kiss her nipples gently as I pull her panties down, exposing a pert little pussy with a tiny black splash of trimmed pubic hair. Her lips part in a mischievous smirk as she tugs at the waistband of my thong, pulling it taut before it snaps back at my skin. I suppress a shiver of anticipation, and a quick nod is all the encouragement she needs to jerk my thong to the floor, revealing my clean-shaven natch. Her smoldering eyes stare into mine, and I give her a quick, deep kiss. Now back to you, my dear. You've been very patient. Such a good boy, to not even open your eyes during that performance. I'm going to let Jen pay attention to your head while I focus on another head. She's putting her perfect tits in your face. Don't you want to bury yourself in that soft, smooth skin? Go ahead, darling. Kiss her nipples. Circle your tongue around them. Envelop the perky nipple in your mouth. Run your tongue along the goosebumps forming on her areola. Caress those breasts, and notice how both firm and supple. The velvety feel of her skin and her delicious scent of flowers and spice. Now, while you're trying to concentrate on those lovely breasts, I'm going to distract you from below. Can you feel my finger running up and down your shaft? I'm about to put my hand on you, and I want to make sure you get the full effect. From now on, when I tell you to tense up, I want you to tighten your ass and PC muscles. Feel the cum building up in your balls as your PC muscles build in pressure. Every time I tell you to tense, you'll feel this lovely sensation, more and more powerful each time. As I grip your cock with my hand, tense for me now. As you hold it, continue to kiss Jen's nipples. Hold her tits with your hands and feel the beautiful pressure in your cock. Go ahead and relax for a moment. My hand begins to move up and down your cock, slowly at first, but exerting more and more pressure. I switch to light circles at the tip, and you can't help but to tense up as the cum rushes into your balls, quickly building up pressure as it wants sweet, sweet release. But not yet. We're just getting started. Jen has pulled her tits away and moved into kissing you. You're welcome to kiss her back as her inquisitive tongue enters your mouth, circling yours experimentally. Meanwhile, I move down into position of another kind of fun. You're not going to be able to control yourself soon, so when I tell you to thrust, I want you to push your hips out and shove your cock into my warm, waiting mouth. My tongue licks your shaft from top to bottom, and at the surge of ecstasy, you thrust into my eager mouth. My tongue circles the head of your cock. But I want more. I want all of it. I take your whole shaft. Oh, that's good. Now keep thrusting into me more. Grab Jen's tits for me, baby. Take me all the way. Thrust into me. Oh. I love the way your cock tastes. And the feel of it as you ram it all the way back into my throat. Oh, I can barely fit the whole thing in. But it turns me on to know my mouth is caressing your cock all the way down to the balls. Oh, don't come yet, babe. But I can tell you like that. Now, while I catch my breath, how about you return the favor for Jen? She settles into position above you, her wet pussy tantalizingly close to your mouth. You grab her firm ass with both hands and pull her down onto your mouth. Your cock tenses gloriously, as you can feel a surge of cum filling your balls to capacity. Jen gasps as your tongue enters her slit, and you begin to explore her sweetness. You lick her, slowly at first, teasing as she writhes above you, wanting more. She grinds her pussy down on your face, trying to get more and more of the exquisite pressure. My turn, hun. Grabbing Jen's shoulders, I position myself above your cock. I lower myself until your tip is just barely parting my smooth pussy lips. Suddenly you thrust forward, sliding fully into the tight embrace of my kitty. You continue thrusting faster now as I clamp down on your cock with my slick, tight pussy. You feel so good. Tense, baby. Squeeze those PC muscles as you feel every inch of me with your enormous cock. Thrust deeper and faster. Get your tongue all the way into Jen's pussy. Taste her sweet nectar. Thrust your cock into me, baby. Fuck me harder. Oh, please fuck me so hard. Don't finish yet. Not until I tell you. Let me come first. Yes. Keep going. Me and her thrust. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Let me catch my breath. That was so good. I can tell you're about to burst. Let Jen and I finish you off together. Jen will caress your balls while I suck out every drop of cum you've been saving. I can taste the pre-cum already. Keep building up for me. Tense your PC muscles and let the cum begin to flow outward. Thrust into my awaiting mouth. Keep thrusting faster and faster. Can you feel Jen licking your balls, tensing you with her flicking tongue? Tense. Let it build till you can't stand it. Just wait. Almost there. Keep thrusting. I want every drop of cum you can muster. Jam your cock hole. Are you almost ready, baby? Jen's fingers must feel amazing, sliding up and down your shaft while she licks your balls. Tense for me. Get your cum ready. Please let me taste it. Thrust. Faster, you're about to release. Now! Jackpot, oh God. Come for us. Come on our faces. Oh, jackpot, baby, come all over her face. Let me kiss it from her cheeks, her mouth, her lips, coat us and come. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God, that was so much cum. You caught it all over us. Wow. I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. As you catch your breath, notice the feelings of peace and contentment washing over you. Concentrate on those feelings as I slowly bring you back out of your trance. I'm going to count from 1 to 10, And when I get back to 10, you'll be back to fully awakening, feeling refreshed and content. 1, still wonderful. 2, 3, slowly beginning to stir. 4, 5, strength coming back to your arms and legs now. 6, 7, allow your eyes to open. 8, 9, almost fully awake. And 10, now you're back with me. Did you have a good time with us? You may not remember everything, but we sure had fun. You may need to clean up a little. Now, I'm going to hold you to your promise to take me out tonight. And I'm sure Jen expects to come along too, now that you're both good friends. All right, let's go have some fun.